There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to have my next guest on the program. He is the founder of Crime Prevention Research Center. His accolades, as a matter of fact, I could probably spend most of the next 10 or 15 minutes talking about his accolades. He is one of the most quoted individuals when it comes to the studies on crime, on violent crime, on self-defense, on the real true statistics that are associated with why we need to be armed in order to defend ourselves, why gun-free zones don't work, what the whole idea of disbanding semi-automatic weapons and what an AR actually is, all of these questions. He is the consummate expert, not only here in our country, but recognized around the world. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome John Lott Jr. to the program. John, welcome. Good to have you.
Oh, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you just recently were brought as a witness for the defense, the party that was in control of the House and the president, the current guy who sits in the White House, irrespective of how we feel about the election, he's still sitting there. But they have made clear that it is their objective to remove what they term to be these dangerous weapons, and somehow they seem to keep telling us that if they just disarm Americans, that suddenly all these problems are going to go away. Let me ask you, if you would, you had four significant points that you wanted to make sure that people hear. And in addition to that, that was a part of an opening statement that you gave the other day when you testified. Might I ask you to share that with my audience?
Sure. Well, let's see if I can remember all of them. The first point was, everybody's talking about the focus on gun violence, but, you know, we don't want to have any type of violence. And the issue is that over 92% of violent crime has nothing to do with guns. We think about it because obviously the news media seems to cover that one particular type of violent crime more than they cover other types of violent crime.
Right.
It doesn't take away from the fact that people get, raped without guns. People get murdered without guns. People get assaulted or robbed when the criminals don't have guns very often. To me, if somebody gets raped with or without a gun, they still get raped that's there, or some other crime that's committed against them. If they get harmed in a particular way, it doesn't really matter whether it's with a gun or with something else. It's just that you have to realize that the vast majority of violent crime has nothing to do with guns. And the way that you stop violent crime generally is the same way you stop violent crime with guns. You have to make it risky for criminals to go and commit crime. Another point was that we frequently hear about mass public shootings in the United States. And often people say that this is a unique American problem. That's simply false. The United States, you have to realize, first of all, the United States has over 330 million people in it. We're very large compared to countries in Europe. The largest country in Europe is 80 million people, so less than a fourth of what we have, and that's Germany. But there are a lot of countries there that may have 5 million people or 10 million people. If you want to compare something like mass public shootings in terms of schools, you have a country like Finland, which has had a couple school shootings since 2000. We've had nine mass public school shootings since 2000. But Finland has a population 1/60th of the population that we have here in the United States. And you have to adjust for that. Norway has had one. Germany has had three. That's the equivalent of 12 in the United States when mm-hmm. you adjust for population that's there. If you look around the world, the United States makes about 1% of the mass public shooters over the last 20 years. But we make up 4.6% of the world population. So there's a number of countries in Europe that have a higher per capita rate of mass public shootings than we have here in the United States. And, and even when you get outside of Europe, it's even much more lopsided in that way. But that's something that people just don't really think about very much. Another point is, these guys, these mass murderers, may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to go and get media attention. And they know they want to commit suicide, but they want to commit suicide in a way that people will know that they were here. And so they go and attack places where victims can't defend themselves.
You mentioned that in your statement. You actually referred to and read several different statements from some of these individuals that were specific to them saying in their manifestos that over and over again in their manifestos they say, we've picked this, and they're very detailed in saying, we've picked this location because we know that the individuals at this location are going to be disarmed. They're going to be grouped together in a way where we can cause the most amount of impact and damage. We can kill the most people because they're all going to be squished together, and they're not going to have any way to defend themselves. And this is a part of how they have planned this out.
Right. Well, you know, it's really amazing how the media just completely ignores these parts of their diaries and manifestos. You know, and one example that I went through was this past year, the Buffalo mass murder at the grocery store. And, you know, he said that he explicitly picked the target that he did because he wanted to go to a place where he didn't think the victims had concealed handguns, because he said, you know, that kind of makes it as difficult as going and attacking a place with, you know, a lot of police there.
Right.
And, you know, look, I was chief economist at the U.S. Sentencing Commission. I must have read over 1,000 trial transcripts. And one thing that comes clear is that criminals go after relatively easier targets. I mean, just like we would. And these guys are no different. They know if they go to a place where victims can't defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they would have been able to otherwise. And the more people they kill, the more media attention they're going to get.
So, John, this is real. I mean, this is the presentation for the argument that the idea of disarmament is not effective. The percentages,
it's worse than not effective. It actually encourages attacks in those places. So you want to make a place safe, particularly sensitive places. So you make those places gun free. And the problem is it doesn't deter these guys. It actually serves as a magnet for them to go and do the attack in those places.
Well, let me ask you this, because I don't know if I saw this in the testimony, but I'm sure you probably have been asked this question before. But you know, you think about somebody from the outside coming in. So you want to arm individuals on the campus. You want somebody that's trained. The representative from Florida spoke about that, how they had instituted a bill and a program to accomplish that. My question is this. So how many incidences are there where you have just students? And again, I guess the answer to this is students should not be armed. They're not supposed to have guns. This is the same idea of saying, well, you know, take guns away from law-abiding citizens, but criminals are going to have them. But how many incidences do we have where we have, you know, I guess a lot of these are student against student issues. Do you follow where I'm going a little bit? Am I making sense?
Right, but I mean, you have teachers there usually around.
Right.
I can't think of a school shooting where you haven't had teachers killed along with the students. You know, people are in class. The teacher is going to be there in the class with everybody else. And so, you know, it's, you know, I'm not going, you know, I'm not talking about students being armed. But
right.
The problem that you have is that you need to have somebody there quickly. Often what happens is they'll say, well, we'll have one police officer who will be guarding the place. The problem that you have is if you have one person in uniform, he has an almost impossible job. You know, because if the attack is going to occur, who is the attacker going to take out first?
Right.
The attacker's going to take out the one person who's in uniform, because they know that if he's the only person with a gun, that once they take him out, they're going to have free reign to go after everybody else.
Everybody else, right. Or the one resource officer or what have you.
Yeah,
it,
sure.
it there has to be a program. And I guess, you know, I could answer my own question to a degree by just simply saying, look, you make sure that students aren't bringing weapons onto the campus, but that doesn't change the reality that you still need to make sure that you have trained individuals on the campus that are in a position to be able to protect the campus from a threat, whether it's a rogue student or whether it's someone else that comes on, like the situation in Uvalde. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More with John Lott Jr. Crime Research .org is the website, crimeresearch.org. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is John Lott Jr., CrimeResearch.org. CrimeResearch.org is where you can find a lot of this information that we're talking about today. John, we've talked, about the need to have to defend and not have these gun-free zones, but there are other arguments that are a part of this and issues that are associated with this: red flag laws, the assault against automatic weapons and the or semi-automatic, because we don't have automatic weapons. The means by which we address mental illness and suicide prevention. I mean, all of these things were a part of the conversation you had the other day. I guess you want to just kind of go through and kind of rattle off through the list, so to speak.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there are three different types of weapons that are there. You have manually loaded guns where one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, and then you have to physically yourself put another bullet in the chamber. You have semi-automatic guns, which are, 85%, 87% of guns that are out there, which one pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, and the gun automatically reloads itself. One pull the trigger, one bullet comes out, and so on. And then you have fully automatic machine guns, where as long as you have the trigger of the gun depressed, bullets will come out. You go and watch television cop shows, the vast majority of guns, of guns used by criminals on TV are machine guns. but yet in the United States, since the early 1940 or so, there's only been one murder in the United States involving a machine gun. So it's just what you watch on TV isn't really representative about what's going on. None of these mass murderers have had machine guns. They just use semi-automatic guns. The thing is, and the thing that gun control advocates don't seem to understand, is that if you get rid of semi-automatic guns, as President Biden has suggested over and over and over again, you make it a lot more difficult for law-abiding civilians to be able to go and defend themselves and their families. So let's say you banned all semi-automatic rifles. So the alternative is a manually loaded rifle. The problem is that if you're having to defend yourself and you face multiple attackers, or if you fire and miss, or if you fire and wound but don't incapacitate the attacker, a lot of people may not have the luxury of time to manually reload the gun again. It takes a lot longer to do.
Joe seemed to think, John, that it was a good idea for a woman to cart a shotgun around on the college campus. I don't know if folks remember that, but that was one of his answers was, well, she could just carry a shotgun.
Yeah, I remember him saying about getting a shotgun. I don't remember him about carrying it around. But the thing is, you're undoubtedly right. But, you know, Biden also just said, you know, you should just fire through the door or whatever. You know, the guy doesn't really know much about guns. You know, he talks about when you shoot a criminal, you should try and just regular handguns. You know, you should try to shoot them in the leg. And, you know, it's a pretty difficult to hit somebody in the leg that's moving. There's a reason why police, and if you take a concealed carry class and you're talking about using a gun defensively.
Center mass.
That's right.
Yep. Center mass. Real quickly to close things out. One of the big ones is the red flag laws. And this is something that we push back on quite a bit. We got about a minute left. Describe why and what's already in place.
Right. Well, all the states in the country have what's called involuntary commitment laws. They go by different names, the Baker Act in Florida, the 5150 in California, and so on. And what happens is if somebody makes a complaint, concern about somebody being mentally ill and a danger to themselves or others to police, the police will investigate. If police think that there's a, what they call reasonable suspicion, which is like 20% probability or so, that is the case, they can take the person in to a mental health evaluation. And that can last for any place from 24 to 72 hours in virtually all the states. If the mental health care experts think that the person is indeed a danger to themselves or others, there can be an immediate hearing. If you can't afford a lawyer, one is provided for you. Witnesses can be cross-examined and evidence tested. And if the judge thinks that there is a concern, he has a whole range of issues there. He can go and say, look, I want you to, if you voluntarily agree to go and see a mental health care expert, to go and talk about the issues, and you can come back in a week or 2 weeks or whatever, and we'll reevaluate the situation. He could take away the person's guns or do something else, or in the most extreme case, he can involuntarily commit the person that's there. And, you know, the thing with red flag laws is they pretty much short-circuit all that process. The only thing that a judge sees in front of them when they're making a decision whether to take away a person's guns with red flag laws is a piece of paper with a written complaint on it. There's no cross-examination of witnesses. The judge doesn't talk to the person who made the complaint. He just sees the piece of paper in front of him. And there's no treatment for the individuals. Mental health care professionals aren't involved in the process at all.
Right.
You know, the only thing that happens with red flag laws is they take away a person's guns. So, look, about 99% of the time that red flag laws are used is because of concerns about the person being a suicide risk. The thing is, if you're really concerned about somebody being a suicide risk, simply taking away their guns isn't a serious option.
Right.
There's so many other ways for people to go and commit suicide. There's no treatment there, no mental health care experts involved in the process. And, you know, it just the same thing if the person's a danger to other people. There's lots of ways people can harm mass groups of people. They can drive their car into
a parade. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and we're going to have to wrap up. But, you know, you've got the machete situation that happened on New Year's night in New York at the drop of the ball. You've got the guy that was involved in the mass stabbing that took place. And the guy who did the slashing at the hospital. I mean, you know, guns are not the only way in which people are committing these kinds of heinous crimes. And at the end of the day, violence is not going to stop until we address what's going on the inside, both mentally and emotionally. and we start addressing those kinds of issues in our culture again. And it begins with what we talked about for our entire first hour, which is we've got to value life as a culture, as a country. We've got to start pressing the issue of valuing life, not punishing people because they want to defend the lives of the innocent. John, God bless you. Thanks for all that you're doing. I greatly appreciate it. And thanks for being with me today.
God bless you. And thank you very much.
All right. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. We'll get that turned off. There we go. All right. Thanks so much for being here. I'm reaching out for Mr. Ward Connerly. We'll see if we're able to get Ward on the program. If not, I have some other things to talk with us about. Let's see. For example, let me see if we can play a little bit of this. So last night, Sean Hannity put Lauren Boebert in the quote unquote in the hot seat. Here's a little bit of that.
To withdraw. Let me turn the tables, Congresswoman. Kevin McCarthy has 202-3 votes. Your side has 20. So if I'm going to use your words and your methodology and your math, isn't it time for you to pack it in and your side to pack it in, considering he has over 200 and you have 20?
Sean, I understand the frustration, I promise you, but
I'm not frustrated. You didn't answer my question.
And we are hearing
people
who are still voting with Kevin McCarthy, who are very supportive of what we're doing, and they're cheering us.
Yeah, there we go. See,
Sean, so there are more.
Sean, your problem is man, that was just grandstanding, is all that was. And then right after this, he brings another guest on, Trey Gowdy, who I am unbelievably disappointed, by the way, in Mr. Gowdy. Just absolutely unbelievably disappointed in Mr. Gowdy. And why? Why am I disappointed in Trey Gowdy? Well, I'm disappointed in Trey Gowdy because Trey Gowdy was supposed to be our champion. That's how he portrayed himself. He portrayed himself that he was going to be the guy, and he was going to, you know, he was going to be the bulldog. He was going to go after Hillary Clinton and go after the perpetrators of Benghazi and what happened there. Let's not forget about that. Let's not forget about Benghazi. Let's not forget about Bergdahl. Because they pulled another Bergdahl when they brought this Brittany Griner home. Let's not forget about the Fast and Furious. Nothing happened regarding that. Nothing happened regarding the use of the IRS. In fact, the guy that was the driving force, apparently, behind Lois Lerner and the IRS is the same guy that's now the special prosecutor for the Department of Justice against President Trump when it comes to this whole January 6th situation. Let's not forget about, and I'm going to try and get that up today, but let's not forget about what actually happened at Waco, the truth of what actually happened at Waco. Let's not forget about Out of the Shadows. Let's not forget about how Trey Gowdy was a guy who was there, who was sent there, who went there, who said, I'm the man, I'm going to get all these guys, and got nobody. And now he's sucking up on Fox. We cannot do this compromise thing. There are lives that are at stake. There are children who are at stake. There is a nation that is in peril right now, and I would suggest that it's beyond peril. I would suggest that individuals like Trey Gowdy, who, you know, and I'm, look, the only reason I bring him up, the only reason that he gets a little bit of attention today is because of the fact that he's the guy that Sean Hannity decided to bring in to go ahead and jump onto going after Lauren Boebert. And not just Boebert, but my Congressman Chip Roy and all of those that voted that they were not going to be in support of McCarthy. Let me give you some of the names. Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Josh Brecken, Michael Cloud, Andrew Clyde, Eli Crane, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Paul Gozer, Andy Harris, Anna Pauline Luna, Mary Miller, Ralph Norman, Andy Ogles, Scott Perry, Matt Rosendale, Chip Roy, Keith Self, Byron Donalds. Hey, these are American heroes right here, folks. These are American heroes right here. And the fact that you had, and Hannity's, oh, well, they're 203. Look, you're, or 200. That's 200 gutless. I called Dan Crenshaw's office to let Dan Crenshaw's people know. He starts talking about how Texans are all in on Kevin McCarthy and all in on the Uniparty. No, we're not. We're absolutely not. And I know I speak for a whole lot of grassroots members and grassroots leadership across the state of Texas. Dan Crenshaw, if you think that we're in on that, you need to move. You need to, I don't know, go to Connecticut. Go to Massachusetts. Move back out. Move out. Move out to California. You need to go somewhere else. Because you don't. That's not Texas. And I know people are saying, well, you know, Texas is getting purple. Texas is getting purple. Texas has gotten purple because of the same reason that Washington, D.C. has turned a shade of blue. Because the same uniparty issues are going on here. Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, Dade Phelan, Joe Strauss before them, or before Dade Phelan. Sellouts. And they're not doing their job, and they're not doing what we sent them there to do. They have a mandate here in Texas from the people. A party platform. And they didn't follow it. They're not doing anything. They're not holding the line. And at the end of the day, the line is held as it relates to life and the significance of life and defending the children and stopping this sexualization and this perversion and this destruction of the conscience of children. The most innocent. Teach the children that it's not the right of this girl, the quote unquote woman, to decide what she's going to do about extinguishing a life. It's teaching her about her personal self-image and value, and that her body belongs to her, absolutely. But that's before the sex. Learn to understand how God created you with the value of the image. You're created in the image of God. Don't giving in to this idea of pleasuring yourself or having sex before you've made the commitments that are associated with it. that sex is the culmination of a lifelong covenant commitment. And that's its purpose. And then it fulfills that covenant. It's part of becoming one flesh. But that act is only to be done with the person that you know you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And I'm talking to both men and women right now. But this goes back to, do you value, not do you value, it's not, that's the wrong question. This goes back to understanding where your value comes from and fulfillment and joy and purpose. All of these things are a part of God's plan for you. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, so let me drop a few of these things on you. There we go. That'll work. Okay. John chapter 15 says this: "As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Now, let's peer in for a second into what that might mean. What does that mean? It is gladness. It is the very the essence of the source of joy. It is complete and total delight. It speaks to what Galatians talks about as the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us. See, this is why it's so important for us to understand the significance of having him in us. Make that adjustment. There we go. This is why it's so important to understand the significance of having him in us. Okay? And having his faith working in us. These are the foundational principles. This is why. How do the settlers and the men who were living in the United States in the mid 1700s, we need to think about this for a second. I had the opportunity in the late 1990s to go to spend some time in Europe. And a good friend of mine was a missionary in a little place called Altensteig, Germany. And we went over there, my wife and I and our two eldest children. He invited me to come. He asked me to be his best man for his wedding. And in Germany, they have two different kinds of weddings. They have, or two different ceremonies, or you can have. There's the official state ceremony that you're required to have, and then there is a church ceremony that you can have separately. And the state ceremony has to have some of the religious pieces to it, if you will, as I understand it, because in Germany, at least at that time, they actually took a tithe out of your check and gave it to the German church. Set that aside for a second. So here's the deal. The ceremony, the state ceremony, was held, and my friend and his bride chose to have it in a castle. And this castle was like probably, I don't know, 300-500 years old. Okay. I mean, it was a true castle. And what struck me in walking around was we look in America and our country, and I've been back on the East Coast, and I've been to the church where Paul Revere, you know, rode and been and walked those streets and taken the tour of where the actual Tea Party, the Boston Tea Party, actually happened, which isn't it's in a different place than the tourist spot. But anyway, all that set aside. So I've walked all of that. And in walking that, you get a sense of the age of our nation. But our country is only a couple of hundred years old. You can go back to the 1600s, to the Pilgrims, and my family came over on the Mayflower, one portion of it did. So you can go back about 400 years. But if you're in one of these castles, and I let me rephrase what I said, that castle was probably, I think it was maybe more like 1,000 years old. I'll have to ask my friend about that. But you're talking about 1,500 years worth of history that you're walking around in those parts of Germany. And that just is stunning to stop and think about that. And where am I going with this very quickly? So I bring this up to say that you had Europe, and Europe was this significantly more mature, more civilized, more settled, more advanced city culture, what have you. I mean, at the time of the revolution, the British kingdom was ginormous. It was the most powerful kingdom in the world at that time. And it was advanced in every way, militarily and economically and resources and just in every way you can imagine. And here we were in the United States of America, kind of just this backwards kind of group that didn't have any of those abilities. They didn't have the military might or a standing army or ships, or we didn't have any of that kind of stuff. We didn't have a lot of the mechanical things and so on. Now, we were building things and we were creating things and we were inventing things, but a lot of the stuff that Europe already had, we didn't have. We were looked down upon because of that. But what they did have here, and they clearly understood, was what liberty, what life, what freedom looked like, where it came from, and how we got it. And they understood their value, and that their value was not tied up in what a king said. It was tied up in who God said they were. And then they protected that value. We don't teach that to our young people today. And that's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about you, young ladies, I'm talking about defending your value, your image. Young men, honor that. And defend your own. You have one thing that you give away, this physical body, when you have that sexual encounter. One thing you give away. And it's the only thing you possess that's yours. Don't cheapen the image that you have been given. You don't need to look for love in all the wrong places. You need to recognize where love comes from. And the things that you're trying to get a hold of is this, these fruits of the Spirit. Unselfishness, concern for others, love, joy, inner peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are the things that you're searching for. This is the emptiness. And what's my purpose? Why am I here? What's this all about? And what I'm telling you is that God has a plan and a purpose. And I'm not saying that esoterically like it's out here. It's in here. God has a plan and a purpose for you. You matter. You are valuable. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die, not to clean up this yuck nature, but to kill it off. The only way that it can be killed off, and that's through Christ on the cross, so he can put a new nature in you and make you and create in you the person that he wants you to be and restore the value of your image. Oh, folks, I'm telling you, this is the key to the return of the foundation that will make our country great again. We've got to get back to the image that God created us in. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow. More Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.